Hello, hello, hello.
Well, hello there, woman of God. How are you?
Oh, it's beautiful to have you, Miss here, Miss Jacqueline. How are you doing?
You know, I am so blessed and highly favored of the Lord. You know, I tell people all the time, Mary has nothing on me because she only carried Jesus for 9 months. I carry him all my life. All my life. So I know I'm highly favored. What about you, my sister?
Oh my gosh. You are too much. I love you. Your lack of laughter does not ever dissipate.
It brings about a merry soul, laughter does. So you know, I try to have it in my life all the time.
That's right. And I'm right along with you. I love to laugh and have a good time. Well, welcome to Martha's Place. I'm so happy to have you. It's been
a blessing.
It's been a long time since you and I have really connected in regards to anything since COVID. But we recently connected and you have experienced some things in your life that I'm so honored to have you here, Martha's Place, for you to share with everyone that is listening here on this platform. So I would like to introduce you to Martha's Place platform of everyone. This is Miss Jacqueline Charmaine. She has the JC collections that she does so many. She's an evangelist, she's a world traveler. And she has just written a book called The Holidays Without You, Finding the Meaning Again. And once again, I'm just so happy and honored to have you. And you take the platform. Please tell us who you are, what made you write this book, and your experiences that has transpired in your life to bring you thus far.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much, Evangelist Martha. I tell you, I really am very appreciative of this opportunity to share on your platform. I mean, you're doing amazing things that are going around the world just from one place. And that's God, you know. He's allowing us to touch the hearts and the minds and the souls and the spirits of people just by remaining right in our living room. And so I'm just excited to be able to be on this platform with you. I do honor God for you because I'm going to tell the listeners, first of all, I'm going to tell them that I've known you for 10 years now, and we're talking about praying, woman of God. We prayed, we fasted together. You know, we talked for hours together, just loved on each other from a distance together, you know, with our parents and our children and everything, but yet we have never met.
It just shows you, it just shows you the connection.
Yes, it's a spiritual thing. Absolutely. It is truly, you know, a spiritual thing. And he said in Psalms 131, behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. And we dwell together in unity and never been in the presence of each other.
And it's so funny because we know so many people together. You know, my sisters.
Yes.
So it's so interesting how we connected, but actually never met. I'm telling you, all things work together for the good.
My goodness. And I wouldn't change how God has done it. I definitely wouldn't change it, you know, because it's marvelous in his sight. So it's marvelous in my sight too. But I do want to thank you. But I tell you, the road that I have traveled since we have met, just, you know, from praying together and seeking God, God will always reveal to you his purpose for your life when you're in prayer.
Exactly.
When you're seeking him, when you seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, he adds all other things, plus things you had no idea and imagined. And so that's what he's been doing in my life. One of the things that I started doing back in 2006, and that is I started ministering to people at funerals.
Wow.
Because at the funeral is where people are really most vulnerable, trying to determine why God, and then what's going to happen to me.
Right.
And so I started going there. I would ride down the road and I see a funeral and I would go in and didn't know the people. And I would ask God, who in here would you like for me to minister to? And then I started looking in newspapers, and in the newspaper, I would determine what the person that had passed away, that had died, you know, what their age was, what's the situation, so I could determine, you know, how many people would be there just devastated. And those are the ones that really are looking for answers. And that's what I did for a long time. And I'm like, God, I really want to be a grief counselor.
Mm-hmm.
So for years, I did that, you know, whatever platform I could find to minister to people, I did that. And then I became an evangelist. I became an ordained minister, elder, you know, taking on the titles and working in a fivefold ministry, but still having that passion for souls and for helping people, you know, get through the rough times when it comes to loss.
Right, when and people so, definitely need it the most, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. And loss, and you know, we think when we say loss, we think death, but loss is not always death. You know, if people lose things, they lose their jobs, you know, wherever they, something that they loved and now they no longer have access to it, it caused a level of grief in their life. And so I wanted to be able to, you know, just really tell people, hang in there. You can make
right.
it
right
through it all. But then I have a passion for writing. I love writing. I have 13 books out, and the one that you just mentioned, Holidays Without You, Finding a Meaning Again, was just published in December. And I really, when writing the books as it relates to, especially as it relates to grief, I wanted to have my certification behind it. Now, I know, and you know, God certifies you better than man.
Right.
He could take you through some things, girl. Yes, yes, yes.
That.
If you haven't been through a test that was ordained by God, you haven't experienced it. Ask Jonah. Hello. God will certify you. He will license you. He will ordain you through situations in your own life. And man just won't understand. But I was like, but you know, man, they still want to see the paper and credential.
Right.
So during the pandemic, I went through a series of tests. I went to the school of grief, American, let's see, I'm going to mess up. I'm gonna botch up the name right now too while we're talking, but it was a grief counseling platform that I took to get the certification. Although again, I started back in 2006, so during the pandemic I took the time to go ahead and get my certification, and so now I am a certified grief counselor.
That's
again,
incredible.
After years, yes, amen, amen. To God be the glory, you
That's
know,
incredible.
That, you know, he put in my spirit back in 2006 and 15 years later, you know, and I do want to say that, you, if anything, just want to encourage people that if there's anything that you have been desiring to do for God, he's going to put you out there to do it first. You're going to find yourself with your hands on the plow.
I believe that because, you know, a lot of times people will always say, well, how do you know? You can't help me because you never experienced it. And you can say, well, yes, I have.
Amen.
And every test that people go through, I really believe it is for the outcome to be a blessing to someone else.
Yeah.
Every test is a testimony. And you know, if we are able to really, you know, understand that, we can get through a lot in life. And that's why I'm just so happy and proud of you, what you have done to make that effort to be a grief counselor. I never knew that that's something you wanted to do. And how awesome is that now?
Yeah, well, thank you so much. I tell you, and the testimony that comes with that is that I was blessed to birth one child in this world. Mm. And that one child died in 2016 at the age of 34.
My goodness.
And the last project he and I did together was the cover of the first book I wanted to publish after becoming a certified group counselor. And because he was a graphic designer. He was a graphic designer. So right. I had designed the cover of the book in September 2016, and I gave it to him to look at. And he said, "Mom, that's great. Maybe switch this or change that." It was just minor things, and he loved the cover. And he died in October 2016, just a month later.
Wow.
Just a month later. And that's when the test really came. Are you really ready to be a grief counselor? Can you really tell people that God is good through their trials and through their sadness and through their depression and through their anger and through their not understanding? Can you still say, "I'm good"?
Wow.
Can you still say, "To God be the glory"?
Yes.
Can you still say, "All things work together for the good of them that love the Lord and them that are called according to his purpose"? Can you still say, oh my God, yes. So that was my test right there. That was my test. And for the longest, I held on by a thread. Because I needed to understand the level of depression.
Right.
I needed to understand the level of anger. I needed to understand. And I needed to, in order, like you said, you have to be able to tell the people, not necessarily that I understand, but how can I tell you how to get through hunger if I've never been hungry?
Hungry. Wow.
How could I share with you, you can get through this addiction if I've never had an addiction myself?
Yes. You have to be relatable.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, book knowledge is all good.
It's all good.
But right. The experience? The wilderness?
Yes.
Oh my goodness. Yes. And so I have that experience. And so when I wrote the book, Holidays Without You, Finding the Meaning Again, he died in October. November was Thanksgiving. It took me several years. Thanksgiving, Christmas rolled around, and before I could even be in our family gatherings anymore, because for him not to be there, it was like, to me, a day without the air.
Right.
And so I walked through that season with God teaching me what to do, how to get through, how to channel my emotions to a positive outcome. Because, of course, the devil was saying, "You don't need to live either. You know, you need to go ahead and kill yourself." You know, he will always try to take, you know, he comes to kill, steal, and destroy. And so I had to be like Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane, you know, where he came to tempt. And you know, I had to use the word of God to get through it. You know, and so I just thank God for the direction he has taken me. I thank God for the responsibility he has given me, because it is a responsibility.
It's an enormous responsibility.
Oh,
where you
absolutely.
Feel like you have to relate to others and listen to others and understand at the same time.
Yes.
But he knows that you can do it.
Amen. I still have to keep my face to the floor.
Yes.
Oh my goodness, because, you know, of course there is patient and doctor, in this kind of counselor, What's the word I'm looking for? Confidentiality, see?
Uh-huh.
Yes. So that's confidentiality. So right. There's, you know, I leave out of a particular a counsel session, because I do counseling as well. I leave out a counseling session and I have to, you know, just go to God in prayer. Like, God, you know the situation these people are facing, and you're using me as a vessel to help lead and guide them through to you. And just help me to say the right things and to do the right things. You know, the book tells me to say one thing, but is that what you want me to say?
Right.
You know, is that what they really need? Mm-hmm. How can I, you know, include the word of God in the natural or the world's definition of grief counseling? And so one of the things I do, which everybody loves, I just love it myself, I do prescriptions. Now, the prescriptions really aren't prescriptions as a medicine. They're actually scriptures.
Wow.
So I went on Amazon and I ordered, I hope we can say that word on here. I went on this buying and selling platform. And I ordered some tablets that you open up. And what I did was I went through the Word of God and I picked a topic. I actually picked 12 different topics. And I'll just name a few of them. Healing, deliverance, faith, love, restoration, peace, but there's 12 different topics that I picked, and I found 7 scriptures relating to each topic. And I take the script, I took the scriptures, though, and those 7 scriptures I would put in the capsule, so you have 1 capsule per day.
That is awesome.
So if you get the prescription for peace, every day you're to read one of the, or open up the capsule every day and read that scripture that's in there. And then, so you do that for a week. And then the second week, you go into the Bible and find your own scriptures as it relates to peace. And you write down what God is speaking to you the first week and the second week as you seek Him on peace. And then you come back to me and we talk about it.
That is incredible. Wow.
So I actually set up as a vendor. I have partnered with a local radio station here, and I set up as a vendor. And when the people walk in the door and they see these prescription bottles, because I do have them in prescription bottles, it has a label in the front.
That's such creativity.
And they come run into my table.
I love it.
Run and like, and they're still not reading the label. Like, what kind of drugs are these? And you know, cause, and they start telling me, because I have this and I need this and I need that. And I'm like, oh, absolutely. I have what you need for sure.
I love it.
And I have my lab jacket on with my doctor coat on when I went out there.
You're so creative. You are just, oh my gosh, what a wonderful imagination. And but you know what? That's this excellent thought, a thought process, you know, of attracting people and meeting people where they are.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Nobody but God. You should trust me, I would not have thought of that on my own. It was nobody but God. I started doing that back in 2014, but the way I had set it up was a little more challenging for myself. The way I did, I actually would cut out a pill and then try to write on it. And it was difficult. And I had a team of people at the church that I was a member of at that point that would help me, but it took such a long time. And so when I became a grief counselor and the Lord said, do it again, I said, God, I need an easier way, because I don't have a team of people to help me now, and I need a way to really get these pills out there. And that's when he spoke to me, the Holy Ghost spoke to me, and the Holy Spirit spoke to me and said to put it in a capsule, type it out and put it in a capsule. And it's so much easier. And then I still have people that would help me.
Beautiful.
So it's a blessing.
Beautiful.
But that's what I do. I love what I absolutely love. What I do for the kingdom, I really do.
The most important thing is that what you do is you're doing it from your heart. You have a passion for it. You have a desire for it.
Yes.
And for you just to take the time, you experience all what you experienced with your son, but you actually was able to say, you know what, I want to bless someone else. And I believe that's what the whole key is. In spite of what you experience and what you experience, you said, I'm going to take this and I'm going to bless someone else. And I think that's the key. And I honor you for that, because a lot of times people can't get past their experiences in life.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times they can't.
Yes.
And they don't want to talk about it. They don't want to, you know, they become introverted in themselves to hold in and suppress their emotions. And, you know, instead of just saying, you know what, let me heal, and what I experienced, I hope that I can just help someone else. And I tell you, like I said, I honor you for that. I honor you for just taking the time and just wanting and having the desire of pushing forward, moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
Because nobody can understand the loss of a child unless you experience that yourself.
That's so true. Nobody can understand.
You know, like they always say, as parents, our children should be burying, you know, their parents. Mm-hmm. Parents shouldn't be burying their children. So, you know, I'm going to say it again. I honor you and value who you are as a woman and as a mom. And thank you for just taking the time out just to write this book, and it will bless others. Can you just tell everyone how they can order this book, what platforms they can reach you on, any of this social media, Twitter, Instagram, you know, all this different stuff going on, you know, because it will touch a nation. And this time, tell you the honest truth, what's going on, there's so much going on, you know, that there are a lot of parents out currently have experienced, you know, the loss of their children. So if you can just tell people how you can be contacted.
I certainly will. Thank you so much again for your just honoring that which I do, because in doing that, you're honoring God. So I thank you so much, woman of God, I really do, for this opportunity. And I'm going to show my age when I say I'm not on a lot of those platforms. And I know I should be, but yeah, Facebook is pretty much the extent of where I am. But I do have a website. So you can find my business on Facebook is called Heartfelt Grief Counseling. It's on Facebook. And also my website is heartfeltgriefcounseling.com. On that website, you're able to apply for register for counseling. We do virtual as well as face one-on-one. And then also my book is on that platform as well, on my website, but it's also on Amazon. All of my books, all 13 of my books, are on Amazon. If you go under books and then go under my name, which is Jacqueline, J-A-C-Q-U-E-L-I-N-E, Charmaine, Charmaine, and all of my books will then come up. So, and then of course they may call me. Absolutely call me at area code 302-357-4969. Again, that's area code 302-357-4969. I'd be more than happy. I will welcome the opportunity to help anyone that feels as though I can help them through the power of the anointing of God.
I tell you, what a blessing. What a blessing. And please, anyone who is in need of counseling, grief counseling, please reach out to Ms. Jacqueline Charmaine. Please don't hesitate. Call her, find her on Facebook.
Yes.
There is somebody out there that cares about you. She's here to listen. She's here to be there for you.
Yes.
So please reach out to her. There's no need to feel alone because you're not alone. There's no need to be in despair because there is love out there for you.
Yes.
So please reach out to her and she would be glad to just listen and be there for you. So Ms. Jacqueline, once again, I want to tell you, thank you for being here on Martha's Place. We will be in contact and we will be doing it again. And I will be reaching out to you so we can do the next interview about the other things that you do, because you are a very talented young woman. You are an interior decorator besides an author. You have a comic strip that you do. You're a comedian as well. So you do a lot of things. So I want people to know who you are and how they can reach out to you on your different platforms to be able to hear your comedy as well, because you're an incredible woman, and I just want to honor you. And thanks again for being on Martha's Place.
Thank you, my dear sister. I love you so much with the love of the Lord.
Love you too. Take care and all the best to you.
Thank you. You as well.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.